Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah. Daf Ayin Vav. Last daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Here we go. As we close out, not really. Hadron Alach means we always come back. But at least for this time, finishing up this Masechta as we look ahead towards Maseches Harios, which starts tomorrow. Okay, Ibai Lahu. Last skiddy lines. Ibailu ayin hayam abeis. Ibailu mashkanta mai. So we're in the sugya of tevilas kelim, the mitzvah derabanan or daraisa, depending who you hold of toveling one's kelim that one buys from a guy. So the Gemara is asking all different permutations of the mitzvah. What if you borrow? We said you don't have to tovel. You only have to tovel clay seudos, not non-clay seudos, and only if it touches the. Only if it touches it and it's supposed to touch it. We spoke about can openers a little bit versus peelers. Interesting question I didn't mention yesterday. The Darki Tshuva discusses, thank you. Darki Tshuva discusses, what about if a ger converts? Does he have to tovel his kalim? The ger converts. So that's not, he didn't buy it from a guy, but he was a guy. So does he have to tovel his kalim? So that is, according to the Darki Tshuva, he's not sure about it. Maybe the tovel it without a bracha. That's the Darki Tshuva in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chaf. That is, a question.
Why
shouldn't he have to? Maybe because it's his. It was always his. He didn't buy it from a guy.
It's also
you might say Yerachinami. That's why you have to be tovel without a bracha. It's entering Klushas Yisrael, and therefore we would tovel it. Again, a lot of different discussions that come up by Tefilas Kelim. Questions. Let's say you're buying the post. We're talking about if you're buying somebody a present, so you're going to give them a dish. You're going to give them so it's always that, it's always nice to tovel it before. You say, toveled already. You give it to them. The question is, if you're not the owner and you buy a dafka for them, maybe it's not going to work because only there's a halacha that if you buy something l'shem schora, so then it might not be a chiv tefillah, according to some shitas. That is why the Rav Avadia has a tshuva where he discusses, what if you go to a restaurant that's owned by a Jew and the kalim aren't tovel? Do you let it eat on those kalim? So the chachid, they're not supposed to eat on untoveled kalim. But if it's a guy, we learned yesterday, if it's borrowed from a guy, no problem. So if a guy owns the restaurant, wonderful. But if a Jew owns the restaurant and it wasn't toveled, so Rav Avadia has a tzav l'hakel that if somebody buys kalim l'schora for business, not for suda, so what that his business is suda, but so what? He doesn't have a chiyat fila and you're a shoel. And therefore, maybe he says one could rely on that. But he said, in somebody's house, he has no heter. That's a big shiloh also. But if you walk into somebody's house and you know their kalim aren't really tovelt, so what do you do? So the poskim discuss. Or Moshe says, don't have soup. He doesn't really say that, but Moshe says, don't have liquids because if I have solid, if I have chicken and rice, I can put the chicken and rice on the table. I really need the plate. Okay, I need the plate because it's derech eretz. But I'm not really using. Is that a hishtamshus? And therefore, if it's a solid food, b'di'eved, you could use it. But a drink, you can't put a drink on the table. You can't put soup on the table. So Rav Moshe says, don't have the soup in the liquid. That would, because that's really called hishtamshus of a kli. Same thing, you could use the silverware. You could use your hands for certain foods. Any food that you can't use your hands for, so then Rav Moshe says maybe that would be more of a problem. Again, this is all big discussions. L'maisa, what is one supposed to do in different cases if one knows that the talim are not tovel? Okay, so now the Gemara brings up what happens, and the Gemara spoke about metal, Gemara spoke about glass, that all requires tevila. The Pesachei Tshuva discusses, what about toveling in the snow? What if you're somewhere, there's no mikvah, so you have a lot of snow? So I once had this shiloh. I remember, five, 6 years ago, maybe more, Talmidim called me up, they were on a ski trip in Utah. And they called up and they said, Rebbe, we kashered with the kitchen, we just bought a pot. We want to make something in it. What do we do? So I said, well, the pot is metal. So I don't know. I learned this Pesachei Tshuva recently. So, because the Pesachei Tshuva says, if you have a lot of snow, you can be mako by glass, because it's only Durabanan. But by metal, which is Doraisa, according to many Rishonim, you shouldn't be mako a lot. So I said, go find the mikvah. So I said, okay. So they went to search. But I had that, where's the shiloh ever come up? It came up, and they said, we could just go outside and dunk it. You have to have a certain amount of snow in order to parallel the Arboim saw measurement. But if you have a limited place with a lot of snow, so then maybe in a chadami, one could use that as the kalim mikvah. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara asks, Iboy Luhu, first wide line, Mashkantamai. What if a Jew has a mashkon, has a collateral from a guy, is that, does that require tevila? So a shoel, we said, does not require tevila. What about a mashko? So this might relate to the sugi we've discussed in the past, the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin and Baba Metzia. What is the level of ownership that a person has over a mashkon? Remember the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says on Daf Ches and Kiddushin, Bal Chov Kone Mashkon. What does that mean? So Rashi and Tosfos discuss. Does that mean Chayiv Onsin, like Tosfos says? Does that mean only Chayiv Greve Vaveda? So maybe that would impact what type of bialos you have here. The Rishonim don't really bring that in though. The Rishonim just say Amar Bar. Well, Gemara says Amar Ma Bar Avashi. Abba Mishkenli Ovdik Ochavim Kasa de Kaspa. My father, Rav Ashi, he had a mashkon of a goy, a silver goblet, va'atbele, and he toveled it, v'ishtibe, and he drank from it. V'lo yadan, I don't know why he did that. I mishum de kasavar mashkanta kizvini damye. Did he think that a mashkon, getting a mashkon, is like a sale? And therefore, he had a tovel it. It was like he bought it from a goy. I mishum, what kind of sale? You didn't give it back in a month. Maybe like a matana malas lahachsir type of situation. Is that why he tovled it? Imishum. Or maybe it doesn't have to do with our issue. Imishum dechazi lovik achavim the daiti lishkuei. Or because he saw that this guy wasn't getting it back. He was never going to pay back his money. And therefore this was going to stay his. So even though at this moment it wasn't his yet, it was going to be his. And then the chiddush is, you could tovel something even before it becomes yours. Well, it still belongs to the guy. Right, so what it sounds like. If it's Daita Lashkuye, does that mean that it's already his? Pasha's not. Pasha's that it's going to become his, but as long as the guy has that das, it's enough for this halacha of Tevilas Kalim. So this is a question that is not answered. Abaye de lo ifshita. So what do we paskin? So the Rambam paskins le kula. Rambam paskins here le kula that it does not require Tevila. Does not require tefillah. That's the Rambam in here, Malchus Asuros. Lo chivu yud zayin vav. Lo chivu tefillah zu ela kli matzchus shel suda hanilkachim min hagoyim. Aval hashoel min hagoyim. Osha mishkan hagoy etzlo kli matzchus meidiachom artiachom alabein veinotzar gladvil. You got to kasher it, but you don't have to tovel it. That's the Rambam. Why does he hold this? So the Nosek Kalim say, well, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam pashtus holds that tefillahs kalim is a mitzvah derabanan. So something derabanan lahakel. That's what the pashas of the Rambam is. Because he says before, right, he said yesterday, mi divrei sofrim, so if that's drapana, that's what paskin, so like lahakel. The lechem mishnah lishitaso, the lechem mishnah yesterday said, why does the Rashba think that the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah daraisa? Because the lashon of divrei sofrim could be daraisa, like at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. So then, how can you go lakula here? So the lechem mishnah has one line, which is a chiddush. Got to see if it works out in the other context. The Lecha Mishnah says, Kivan de'ein tfilas kelim mefurish batorah, elem ipi ashmua, holchin l'kula. Wow. Savi d'rabanan l'hakel is not only by d'rabanans, but the Lecha Mishnah here says, even if it's something that's not mefurish b'kra. What does that mean? You can be makeup by Alach l'moshe b'sinais? That's a real daraisa. So maybe he means it only by certain non-mefurish halachas that are called mipi ashmua. God, but that's an amazing line. The Lecha Mishnah here in Perek Yudzayin Halacha Vav in Hilchos Machalas Asuras, because it's not Mefurish Bekra. That's why you could be Mekel. Could be Mekadish and Isha with a Mashkon. So that's what the Gemara talks about in Kiddushin, that first Perek. So Tosfos says if you're like Rashi, it's only Achrayus like a Shomer Sachar, it would be a big Chiddush. But if you say Chiv Onsin, so then definitely have some type of Bailus. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Halo Kleach Kilitash Bishbino Ovdei Gochavim. Somebody buys. Right. Also, by the way, just where does Tefillas Kalim also come up? Comes up before Pesach. For Pesach, why? Because when we sell our chametz, so we sell chametz anywhere in the house. So sometimes, you know, I have somebody like, okay, all my chametz and kalim are also in the sale. So the post can talk about maybe that's not the best idea. You don't want to sell your chametz to a kalim. You want to sell your chametz in the kalim, maybe. What's balua? If you sell your chametz kalim, so it belongs to the goy for the week, when you buy it back, you have to be tovel your kalim. If it was really included in the sale, you have to tovel your kalim because you bought it back from a guy. Or do you say, afa piki, and the Aruch HaShulchan has a line. You know, you're selling it, but you know it's yours. You know it's yours afterwards. Obviously, it can't be yours during Pesach. It's not a harama that doesn't work. It's a mamish, a real sale. We discussed last week all the different kinyanim that work with the guy. The Mishnah Berurah lists off all the kinyanim that were machmer for. But lechachila, for sure, we don't sell the chametz tikka kalim along with the chametz. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Halokleach li tashmish b'rov tikka chavim. Somebody who buys a kli from a guy. There's an expansion of our Mishnah. Dvarim shalom mishtamish b'hen. Something that was not used. Matbila mein tovar. If you never use it, just be tovar it. Wonderful. Dvarim shenishtamish ben aydit tzonein. Anything that was used in cold kagon. Kosos v'kitonios v'tzlochios. Cups and plates. Anything that was used for cold. Madichan. Wash them off. Make sure they're clean. Umatbila mein tovar. And then dunk them in their tar. Fine. Dvarim shenishtamish ben aydit chamin. Anything that was used for hot. Kagon. Hayoz v'hakum kumusin. Umichame chamin. Anything used for hot water. Magila. Be magalit in hot water, umat bilan vehin taharim, and you can dunk them and tovel them, and then they are tahar. Tovar b'shtamish ben ayidei ha'or, something used for through fire, kagon ha'shpudin, the spits for the barbecue, v'ha'askalos, and the grates used in the barbecue, milabanon, you have to blowtorch them, umat bilan vehin taharim. Right, this is the principle of kibolo kach polto. So machlokas we've shown him here in all these cases. It says the Hagala first. Do the Hagala, do the Liban, do the Hagala, and then do the Tvila. Is that Ma'akev? Is the order Ma'akev? So Tosa says no. Tosa's in Magilan, Lav Dafka, Magil Vachach Yatbil, Elafila Magil Beresha. No, you just have two separate requirements. Tvila is just Hosafas Kedusha. So it's a totally different idea than the Hagala. You can be Mosif the Kedusha even before you get the Treyfa. That's Tosfos Hashita. This isn't like a tumah that you're dunking in the mikvah while you still have the sheretz in your hand. Even new kelim need tefillah. So you see, it's totally different than related to the Isser of Treif, and therefore the order does not matter. If you look in other Rishonim here, they quote an opinion that says, no, of course not. Slavda, of course you have to tovel it second. You have to get off the tray first, surme ra, and then I say tof. So some other Rishonim say it is the dafka. So one has to be careful about this. Good. Let's finish this up for a second. Says the brisa, the kulan shenishtamish bohen ad shelo yatbe v'lo shelo yage v'shelo yelabein. What happens if a Jew used it before he kashered it? Jesus before he kashered it, Tani Chada Aser, Vatani Idech Mutter, two brises, Aser and Mutter, Lo Kasha, there's no real stira, Ha Kamanda Amr, no Stam Lefka Mutter. So it's based on different opinions whether it would Aser the food. As we've said in the past, the first question that any Rav asks when he gets a Kash with Shaila is, was it no se tam lefgam? Have you used it for hot in the past 24 hours? If it has not been used for hot, then it cannot aser. We pass in the lechatchila, one should not use it, but with the yevet, it is for sure okay. Good. Let's continue. Won't say this now. Ulamanda amar no se tam lefgam mutter. If you say no se tam lefgam is mutter. If you say no tam lefgam is mutter, when do you have to kasher anything? Right, if you get something from a guy, just wait a day. When do you have to ever kasher anything? No tam lefgam is mutter. So hechem ishkachas lo. Where do you ever find it? Amar chia bereid rav huna lo asra Torah ella kedera bas yoma. You're right. The only time when you'll have hagala really required is where it's that day. It's bas yoma. Delav no tam lefgamu. Where it's nosetam l'shvach, it's not nosetam l'fgam. Mikan ve'eus, the Gemara says, well, let's stop there for a second. How do you define bas yoma? How do you define bas yoma? So we alluded to this 2 weeks ago, but this is a major machlokas we've shown him. Rashi and Tosfos here versus everybody else. Rashi and Tosfos here say, you know how you determine bas yoma? If it's gone past the night. If you cooked with treif, you cooked with milchiks right before sunset, and then the next morning right after sunrise, that's bas yoma. That's already finished. That's what Rashi says right here. Bas yoma. Shabisha ba'ovik ochavit. It's a big shayla on the postgame. Does Rashi does it? They mean the beginning of the night, the end of the night? Do you need the whole night? What if you did it during the night? Is it the end of the night that somehow is a magical transformation? What is pogame? A certain moment in time that's pogame, the taste? But that's what Rashi says. Bas yoma. Shabisha ba'ovik ochavim hayom. Avobishe ba esmol. Kvar hefig ba taimo. Belinas Laila. It's already had. It's already finished. Veshuv kisha polto betavshel acher eino elalifgam. That is what Rashi says, and Tosas also says it. Tosas quotes Rashi that it sounds like from Rashi that you do not need 24 hours. All you need is overnight, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. But if you look in the Ri and you look in other the Rush here, Rush quotes the Ri. I think that 24 hours. That's what we paskin. We paskin that 24 hours is what makes it into Pogum. What makes it into Pogum? If you look in the continuing for a minute, and then we'll come back. Mikan Velach Lishteri. So the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that Nozim of Gam is mutter, and after 24 hours, so why can't I use it? L'chadchila. Why can't I take a milchik pot after 24 hours and use it for fleishiks? Nozim of Gam is mutter. Why can't I, when I walk into a place where I'm going to rent a kitchen and the pot, everything's treif, what's the problem? Nozim of Gam is mutter, isn't it? So Gemara answers, you're right, Gzeira, Kedera, Sheina Bas Yoma, Bishop Kedera Bas Yoma. Right, it's a Gzeira L'chadchila. That you shouldn't do it. If I cooked in a non-ben yomo treif pot, b'diyeved, food is okay. Okay, but it's okay, right? It's no sitam with gam, which is mutter. I cannot aser. L'chadchili, not allowed to do that. That is no sitam with gam. V'idach, what did the other opinion say? That says no sitam with gam is aser. Kedera, bas yoma, nami mifka pagma. There's no difference. Even a bas yoma is not exactly the same as it was when you had the food in it. So, you're not machalik between Nozim of Gam or Nozim of Lishvach, according to that opinion. The Nodibi Yehuda writes in a tshuva that Misvara, doesn't go as far, but he says, Misvara, I would say that if you have an Isser Durabanan that you cooked in this pot, and then it became Nozim of Gam, should be mutter, l'chadchila. That's a gzera l'gzera. If I have chicken and milk, if I have anything that is non-kosher midurabanan, and it's in a pot, no sam of gam. The whole reason no sam of gam is also l'chadchila is because of Issur Rabbanan, gzeira atu ben yomo, comes along, and so says another Behuda. If it's already and only an Issur Rabbanan, it's not going to be goes there, you might do it in a ben yomo, but that itself is a Rabbanan. So another Behuda says, in Yaradeya, chelik bay, simin nun aleph, if it was up to me, ulafi zeh hayamachom omar, to call zeh shen espashal ba iser Torah, she'azim yivasha bakshi ben yomo, yabul di iser Torah, the tam ki ikr, lakach gazru, she'ena ben yomo, ato ben yomo, aval em mitchila lo nivla be kedera rak iser drabanan, if it only was a bole on iser drabanan, yehe mutter lishtamish ba, achar meis la'eis, afil lechanchila, b'li agawa, to kanin ligzer ato ben yomo, shar afilu be yomo, ain't kan iser Torah, and vayamachom asil lechazik, should be bechazik the svara, Gemara we had 2 days ago, that if you have a kli hayayin, you're allowed to use it l'chadchila after Yud Beis Chodesh. Why aren't you goes there? You might come to use it before Yud Beis Chodesh. Oh, if you leave it, Yud Beis Chodesh, you can use it. No, the answer is because even if you would use it would only be in a Siddur Rabbanan. So you see, you don't make such gzeiras. And then he knocks out his raya. So, okay, fine, it's not a good raya. Maybe I nesach is different, because it was a little bolea cold. But either way, he says, Amnam avavi she'en kan raya mikol makom, yochol lios adin din emes, to be isid rabbanan lo gazru, she'en ben yomo to ben yomo, v'hadover mistaver mitzana svara. He knows that nobody's mechalik that way. But he says, mitzana svara, that makes sense to me. He doesn't pask it that way, but that's what he says in a tshuva. Very interesting question, important halakha l'maisa also, we say it's got to be 24 hours. So Tosis here discusses, does it have to be 24 hours from being used? What if I had a pot for fleishiks, and I didn't use it for more than 24 hours, but in the interim I used it for parav. I used it for hot water. So does that ruin the non-ben yomo status? I used it for hot. So the taste was chozer v'neyor in the heat when I used it for parav in the middle, and now I have to count 24 hours from when I used it for parav in order to get out the yesterday's taste, because in the middle it came up. That is what machlokas we showed him. Says Tosas right here. Look at the middle of Tosas. Rabbeinu Baruch, right across from the Bach. Rabbeinu Baruch kasa v'sefer atruma. Shetzarach lach korish alohaya b'kli afilu mayim chamin levad mitoch me'es la'es the mayim chashivi kemoa iser lefi shenasu nevela. Wow. Because if I cooked something parav in there before, if there was treif in here, and then I cooked parav in there, says that parav becomes treif. Chaticha nasus nevela, says Rabbeinu Baruch. And therefore, then you need 24 hours after you cooked the hot interim item. This is a big discussion in the tour. The tour quotes this in Kuf Gimel. He quotes, V'imitoch, Kuf Gimel Zayin, says the tour, V'imitoch me'es la'es, shebishlu ba chimum wa ba'filu mayim, chashiva bas yoma ashetisha me'es la'es, l'chimum ha'mayim. He quotes Rabbeinu Baruch. Lefi, because you're b'shar b'chol ha'kadera, and it goes me'es la'es, v'chazra mayim kulan iser. And then he says, v'eino kein b'basa b'chalav. I don't think it would apply to Basa B'chalav. Let's see what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef first quotes the Sefer HaTruma, that this is Chaticha Nasas Leveila. Meaning, if you cooked shreif in there originally, and now within 24 hours you cooked something kosher, so that kosher item is awakens the treif taste, and therefore you need 24 hours from that. But then the Beis Yosef quotes the Smak. The Smak says the same thing, the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, one of the Sefer HaMitzvot, and he says, Harbe Mekilin Bedinze. Acher she'ein begufa iser ben yomo, ein lachshivo ke ben yomo. The smak is mekel. He says, come on. You're cooking something. It awakens the taste? No. You need to. It's only the taste here. It's not the real item. Therefore, the smak is mekel. Then the Beis Yosef says, I agree with the smak for a different reason. Veli nireh, I agree with the smak for a different reason. Why? Because most poskim hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim that you don't say chaticha nas as nevela except by basar b'chalav and not by shari surin. It's a big discussion in Maseches Chulin. You don't say that a mutter item gets the status of the treif item, chaticha nas as nevela, also called chanan, right? You only say that by basar b'chalav and not by shari surin. And therefore, ula olam chashvina mehameis la'es meisha bishabo iser when it comes to treif. So you don't say the water takes on the status of the treif. No, you don't. So the Beis Yosef says, I agree with the smak, but not for his reason. The smak's reason is because it's just the taste. It's just the taste in there, so the hot thing in the middle doesn't awaken the taste. The Beis Yosef says, no, because it's talking about shari surim. So it says, miyu, hecha, if it is balua with basar b'chalav, if that's what's balua, so then I would agree that it is a problem and you have to wait, because you say chanan from by basar b'chalav. But then he says, a nafkamina between us is what if it only had milchiks or fleishiks? It wasn't treif. You didn't have any treif in there. Right? So according to the smak, I would be mako, because it's tam. But according to me, maybe I would be makro. He sees the chadchila, benir ali, dimkvar avar alav laila achas, then he adds just at the end, if one night passed before you put the hot water in, then for sure it's okay, because you have Rashi Atosis to rely on. Because it's already been a night without having anything in it. It's already Eino Ben Yomo according to Rashi Atosis. This is an important Lamaisa discussion in terms of defining what is Ben Yomo, what is not Ben Yomo. What if I use the pot? Comes up. Right? I say it was not Ben Yomo. Oh, we made noodles in it yesterday. Right? So maybe you cook something parv in there in between. Between the milchiks and the fleishiks. So is it milchiks or is it fleishiks or is it not? That's an important. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin. Weiter. We only have three lines. Rami Lai, Rav Amram L'Rav Sheshes, Rav Amram. Rav Amram, Ask Rav Sheshes, Tznan Ashbodin V'Askalam Labanin Ma'or. So there's a stira. The rest of this Amud is a stira between a Mishnah here and a Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim. Says the Mishnah here, how do you kasher Shbodin Askalam Labanin Ma'or? You just put it in the fire. Right, you kasher them with libun. V'hatznan gabi kachim, and we learned by kachim, you have to kasher kalim. Why? Because every time a kli has, the kli in the base of Migdash has a belia of a karban, that karban becomes nosar. Becomes nosar after a day, by most karbanas, after 2 days, after freshlamim, so you have to kasher it if you want to use it again. So v'hatznan gabi kachim, hashpod v'askalam magilam b'chamin. You got to do hagala, you don't have to do libun. What do you mean? I thought you got to do libun by shpod and askel of these kelim that are used on the fire. So we are going to have six answers. Six answers to this question. Number one, Amr Le, Amram Bri. Rav Sheshes says, Amram, my son, ma inyan kachin ezel gili of the kachavim. What are you asking me kashas for? Compare kachim to treif. Hacha hetera bala, hasam isura bala. Right, a chiluk that comes up many times in halacha, comes up by Pesach, and that is by kachim, when the taste was absorbed, it was a mutter taste. It was a karban. Now it's going to become asur because it's going to be left over. That's more mako than our case we're talking about where you have an isura bala. We're talking about a case where it was treif. They used it for treif. So isura bala, tera bala, right? That is the big shaila. Chametz before Pesach, is that considered hetera bala or isura bala? Big machlokas we showed him. It's batel before Pesach, right? It's only us b'mashu on Pesach, but that's the big shaila. Amar Rava says Rava or Rabba. Change it to Rava because Rava's going to give a different answer later. Amar Rava, sof, ki kapalit, isur kapalit. Who cares what happened when it got absorbed? Right now you're trying to kasher it. It has no sar in it. So, isur kapalit. Right now it's treif. So what difference should it make about isur or hetera bala? So, Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, answer number two, Don't take the word Hagala so seriously. My Hagala Nami Shtifa Umarika. Hagala here, what it means is Shtifa Umarika, some certain type of scrubbing, special scrubbing that had to be done by Kalim, the Torah describes, Umurak Vishutaf Bamayim, right, by a Kli of a Karmen Chatas. So it's special, that's what Hagala means here. So I'm like, Abaya, me dummy, how could you say the word Hagala means Shtifa Umarika? Mariko Shtifa Bitsonen, Hagala Bachamin. Shtifa Umarika are a type of scrubbing with cold water. So how could you say that's what it means? So, third shot, Ella Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Yagid Alav Reo, its friend will tell you about it. Yagid Alav Reo, what does that mean? Put the two Mishnayos together. Tana Hacha Libut V'hu Adin LaHagala, Tana Hacha Magala V'hu Adin LaLibut, meaning in both cases you need both. You need both. That's what it means. Sarach Shneihem. So read the two Mishnayos together. Says the Gemara then, Amalei Rava, now Rava asked this Kasha, Ihachi Lisninhu Lekulhu Bechada. So just say it all in one Mishnah, say at least both of them in one of the Mishnayos, V'lisni Chada B'idach Achrisi, and say one of them in the other one, V'lema Yagid Alav Reyo. And then we'll say the principle of Yagid Alav Reyo. Right, that principle is used in other halachas as well. Yagid Alav Reyo, if you find, you'll have to assume if everything around here is kosher, this other piece of meat is kosher, if you find money next to an open pocketbook that fell out, you say Yagid Alav Reyo, it must have come from the pocketbook, is after his friend Hilchas Nida, sometimes it comes up by certain colors, certain ksamim, meaning if all of these are okay, you're not sure about the other one, maybe it's similar to this one, so that's where the principle of Yagid Alav Reyo. But anyway, so Rava says, doesn't work. So Elam Arava, a fourth answer. Kachim Haynu Tamayhu. This is the reason by Kachim. Kid the Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. What did he say? Da Amar Kol Yom VaYom Naase Gil LaChaveiro. Every day is a Hagala for its friend because you use it. You use these pots in the Beis Hamikdash every single day. What does it mean Hagala? Because every day you're using the same pots. So every day there's never a time when the taste has time to sit and become permanent in the Dofnei Hakli, and that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Baravu. As long as you're constantly using something, it is not a problem. Says Rashi, look at Rashi, about the 10th to last skinny line, Kol yom v'yom nasagiyo l'chadeiro, shemevash l'bahen, you're constantly cooking with them, ve'eno maspik lihios nosar, ashet tachzar upolto b'tav shel acher. It doesn't have time to become nosar until it goes into the next tafshil. Right, so it never becomes nosar, and then you eat that tafshel. Then at each time, there's no problem there. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's continue. First, what?
The first one wasn't used every day?
Right. Giulei Akam, you don't use your pots every single day. The Beis HaMikdash, they use them every day. So Gemara says, Teinach Shlomim. This works by a Karban Shlomim. Why? Kiva Dilishne Yamim Misachli. A Karban Shlomim, as we know, day. You have 2 days to eat a Karban Shlomim, except for certain types of carbon shlamim, like a carbon toda, but most carbon shlamims, we're going to get to the zvachim mood. 2 weeks, right? Kivad l'shnei yavim misachli, since 2 days of opening, you got to think, opening day. Seder kachim, got to be excited and psyched. Opening day, right? Got to get everybody, got to get opening day tickets, right? How much people pay for opening day? They sleep at the stadium the night before. They can't wait. Going to be up the whole night, right? 2 weeks from today, got to be up the whole night. Kivan Dilushne Yavim Misachli, Mikami Davi Noser, Havi. I lost my train of thought. Right? What am I talking about? So says, it's fine by Shlomim. Kivan Dilushne Yavim Misachli. By Shlomim, this works, this Gil Lachaveiro. Since you have 2 days to eat it, Mikami Davi Noser, Havi Gil. Then you cook it every day, it's not Noser yet. No problem. Elachantas, Kivan Dilushne Balaila Misachla, but Elachantas, you only have day night. You cook it, you have a bring a carbon chantas on Tuesday. By Tuesday night, or for sure by Wednesday morning, it's nosar. Kimavasha baha idna chatas havi nosar. When you cook the carbon chatas, it becomes nosar. Ki hader mevasha bala machar. Oshlamim o chatas. No matter what you cook tomorrow, kapalit nosar de chatas ha idna. Today's chatas is going to be polite its taste, but chatas oshlamim de la machar. Right? The phrase gil is not going to help you. It's not going to help you the next day, even if you cook every day. It's too late. It already became nosar. So answers the Gemara. Amri lo tzricha, you're right. It's got to be quicker. Dechi mevasho b'chatas ha'idna, hader mevasho b'ha'idna shlamim. Right after you cook the chatas, what's the case talking about that you need that Hagala works? You cook the chatas, and later that day, you cook the shlamim. So already when you cook the shlamim, it already drew out the chatas taste. So the chatas taste is no longer in the pot. The chatas de lamachar, u shlamim de esmal, b'hadi adadi kashalim zimnayu. So it's teamwork. today shlamim helps brings it out, and then you could cook a carbon chatas in it tomorrow, no problem. V'hadim avasha shlamim to the machar, and every day. Or kalim of that use chatas for in the mornings, you use shlamim for you for shlamims in the afternoon, and therefore you will never have a noser taste inside. Okay, so you shouldn't even eat hagala. What is the Mishnah, right? And it's Giyola Chaveiro. You already did the Hagala. So Kasha, so difficulty. That's a difficulty. That is all, though, number 4. That is all number 4. What do we say? How do we answer the Stira in Mishnah in Zvachim versus Mishnah in Avodah Zarah? Tosfos and Chulin discusses, what did we say? What happens? You have the taste of the Chatas, and that gets absorbed into the Shlamim. Or the shlamim, you get absorbed to the chatas. Aren't you messing around with how long you have to eat karbanos? Right? It is an iser, aim of yin kashal beis apsol. Or you're not allowed to be mamait in time of eating. That means you're not allowed to bring a carbon if you know you're going to have a very short time in eating it. Right? Aim of yin kashal beis apsol. So as Tosfos, you're being mamait the zman of the first shlamim by cooking a chatas in it the night before, the next morning. Because now the shlamim is mixed into chatas food. Chatas only have day night. And the shlamim you have longer than that. So isn't that a problem? So Tosfos says in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph, why is this there? Because the following principle, Tosfos says, this is what's called not bar not lehetera. Not bar not lehetera. What does that mean? That's an important sugya of, if there are two steps of a no saint tam, and it's still mutter, then halachically it's negligible and forget about it. That's called not bar not lehetera. If something is still mutter. So that is why, that's the whole DE discussion. Not bar not lehetera. Let's say I cooked noodles in a milchik, in a fleshik pot. I cooked noodles in a fleshik pot. So, the noodle, what happened? There's two stages of, are those noodles fleshik? I took noodles in a fleshik pot. So let's think about it. The meat went into the pot, the pots went into the noodles. So it's not bar not lehetera. There's no iser yet, so it's negligible. Don't worry about it. And that's why those are not fleshik noodles. Those are not fleshing noodles. There is a lechachila, as the Shulchan Aruch says, not to eat that with mamish milchiks, but you can have it at the same meal. Don't put cheese on it. But that is not a problem. There is in Shulchan Aruch a very important halacha, which not everybody's aware. Maybe it's too confusing, so that's why maybe it's good that not everybody's aware of it. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses, when is this the lechachila? Shulchan Aruch says it. This is Tzadikei. Sibit Tzadikei in Yaradeya. Dogim should espashlu oshenitzlu b'kneir shalbasar. Yeah, fish. Fish that were made in a fleshik pot. Rechutza yafe, it was clean. She'ain shum shuman davikbo. Basically, something para cooked in a fleshik pot. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mutter lo'achlam b'kutach. You're allowed to eat it with milchiks. Mishum davi no sein tam bar no sein tam lehetera. Right, well, we said it's called not bar not lehetera. If it wasn't rechutza yafet, then you need shishim keneged, whatever meat was in there. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to eat it with milchiks. The Ramah says, v'yesh machmirim v'haminog le'esor lechadchila. That's where our minhag comes from. If you have the noodles cooked in a fleshik pot, not to put cheese on it, because of that Ramah. What's he put the cheese on it? Eat it. Once you put the cheese on it, eat it. Wonderful. But then, the Ramah, where is this? The Befarshim talk about here, the Nosei Kalim, what if the original fleshik pot wasn't Benyomo? If I cooked noodles, which is most of the time, if I cooked noodles in a fleshik, not Benyomo pot, you know what the halacha is then? You could lechadchila put cheese on it. The chumra of the Ramah, right, usually we don't say it. It's called fleshik pot, right? You can't eat it with. But that's only if it was Benyomo. Rabbi Yashiv says, according to Chayyadam, that you shouldn't, knowing you want to eat this with cheese, cook it. Oh, this is a fleshik pot. Okay, big deal. I'll eat it with cheese anyway. I know that halacha, because it's not Benyomo. No, that's already a lechadchila. You shouldn't lechadchila cook it in a fleshik pot, knowing that you want to eat it with cheese. But once you cooked it in the non-Benyomo fleshik pot, lechadchila, you can eat it with cheese. That seems to be the me'ikar adin. I didn't see, right, that the only chumrah is by a Benyomo pot. Even by a Benyomo pot, once you did it, it's mutter. Lechadchila there, you shouldn't once you did it. But if it was a non-Benyomo pot, so that it would be, okay, that's related to the sugya of not bar not, that tera. Chulin is next summer, as Hashem. Okay, I mean, more than next summer. Chulin is pretty big. Okay, that is all, that would be the first four answers. Next, Rav Papa Amar. Answer number five. What's the difference between the Mishnayos? High karid, v'high low karid. Question is, does it have a time to be mitkasheh? Does the bli have a time to sit in there? So that's what Rav Papa says, a similar answer to the previous answer. By the hedyot pots aren't constantly used, so they have time to be hardened inside. But the kachet pots are used so much, they don't have time to harden inside. Similar to the previous answer. Number six, Rav Ashi Amar. La'olo kadamar meikar. Go back to the first answer. Hacha terabala, hacha isura bala. Utukakasha lacha, tuba'ina tukapalit, isura kapalit. Who cares what it was when it went in? Just care what it is when it went out. No, there's a big difference. You only have the tam here. You don't have the mamashas. So therefore, put together the fact with hetera bala, and this is only tam, so therefore, one has a tzad le hakel. That's why one only need hagala, and not libun. Next, four lines to the bottom. Bar kamal abnon. How hot the fire? How hot does the fire have to be? Amar Avuna, Yore Ketana Batoch Yore. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Achatasha Klipasan. Until the outer layer starts peeling. What does that mean? The Rishonim say, Nitzotzo, sparks flying up. That's what it has to be. How hot it has to be. It has to be sparks flying up. And that is why we assume Halacha Lamaisa, self cleaning up, it is considered Libun. Why? Because if you would put anything in that's like more than 900 degrees in a self cleaning oven, you put a little piece of straw, you touch it to the side, it will burst at the seal, it'll have sparks come out. That's why anything that sparks come out, that would be called libud. The kaitzan magilan, what's hagala? That was libud. That's the highest level. What's hagala? Amar Rav Huna, yorek tana tok yorek dola. Put the small pot into the big pot. Yorek dola mai, what do you do with the big pot? How do you kasher a big pot? So we learned it by Tosfos. Amazing. What could the Gemara have said, based on the Tosfos we did yesterday? Irui klimishon. The Gemara doesn't say that. Maybe this is a raya. I didn't think of this before. Maybe this is a raya to the shita to say iri kli rishon is kli sheni. Because why did the Gemara suggest irui? Unless the Gemara is just saying this is better. I don't know. I didn't do the whole tosis again, but I don't remember if they quote this. Anyway, so how do you kasher a big pot that you can't move? So tashma, unless you have a big pot at home of your chicken soup pot that got strafed up. How do you kasher it? You don't have another pot that it could fit into. So the Gemara gives an example. Tashma, tiyahu duda dahavi beirav akav ukva. There was a big pot. So what they do? Ahadu legadanfa. They put delisha apuma. They put on the outside of the pot on top, around the rim, they put dough. And what they do? Umal yamayiv artacha. They filled the pot with water and they boiled it up. Why did they do the dough? Because they needed it to kasher the top of the rim of the pot also. So if they didn't have dough there, then the water would just spill out. If they put this dough on the outside, so then it'll get even higher than the rim, and therefore it'll kasher even the rim of the pot. Fine. Amar Rava, man chakim lemevet ki ha milsa ilav derav akavya. What a smart man. Right, he figured out how to do this. The Gavar Rabahu. Right, he's a Gavar Rabah. Ksavar kabolak achpolto. There it is. Kabolak achpolto. Just like the taste goes in, so it goes out. So ma bolo benito. So just like how did any trafe taste got into this pot by splashing up and hitting the top? So here's a way to recreate that. Achpolto benito. So too plita. So too that. You ever heard of putting a rock into the pot? So is that only to get it to splash over? Some say, oh, you have to have it even hotter. What do you mean kabolak achpolto? So I'm not exactly sure what the source is. Maybe somebody will email it. But what's the reason for the rock? You have to have it even hotter. Just have it as hot as it usually is. Kabbalah kapalto. You maybe, unless the rock is in there, just to make it overflow. If that's the reason, fine. Because that's the same thing that the dough is doing. If you want to put something in there to make it splash over, so then maybe that's why the rock is in there.
When you put the thing in, the temperature drops a little bit.
Okay. Maybe I've heard that too. That when you put the rock, it's hot. Not copy the pot itself. That's if you're putting the silverware in. Putting it in, then that's gonna, so leave the silverware in there for a second. That's it. It gets the heat back. Okay, but that's another reason why people might have put it in. They're gonna do it quickly, putting the rock in. Okay, last section. Hasakin, shuffa vitora. The Mishnah said, a knife, what do you do? You're shuffa it. What is shuffa it? So he said, machlokas, Rashi Rambam. Rashi says that shuffa meant to scrape. And Rambam says shafa mean to stick in, which the Gemara is going to say. Amar Rav Ufa bar Chama, v'noatza asar pomim bakarka. How do you kasher the knife? You stick it in 10 times into the ground. Stick it into the ground 10 times. Amar Rav Huna b'reder of Yeshua, u'bakarka she'ena avuda. Excuse me, that's only by karka that is not soft ground. It's like hard ground. So when you stick it in, it's really going to cut off some of the taste. Amar of Kahana, ubisakin yafeshi bagumos. It can't be a knife that has any ridges in there where food might get stuck inside. Right? So that's where you could do it. Tanya nami hachi, sakin yafash, imba gumos, no atzasar upon bakarka. Amar afuna bread of Yeshua, lecho batzonin. But this only works in order to eat it with cold. To eat it with cold. That's the only time it works. Hachal maisa. You ever know of anybody who stuck a knife into the ground? Right, so what is this use? So some have a misconception. They think this is the best type of koshering. This is even better than libun, sticking it into the ground. The answer is this never would substitute for any type of koshering. This never would substitute for any type of koshering. The lamaisa, if the only time that this would be able to be used is if you don't have to kosher. If by other kalim you wouldn't have to kosher, but by a knife we say maybe if you cut something greasy and you didn't wash it off right away, and therefore it stayed, or if somebody cuts a hard piece of cold cheese, something like that. I mean, halacha l'maaseh, we generally don't rely on this. If you have to kosher something, you kosher it. Sticking it into the ground does not substitute for koshering. But again, that is the Shulchan Aruch quotes it regarding certain cases when you would need it. Okay, right? Oh, it's only in some cases where it wouldn't require a crash, like dairy knife cutting cold meat, and it wasn't washed off immediately. A knife used to cut very hard food, right? Dairy knife to cut warm meat, never. Cases where you wouldn't eat kashering, we might be more machmir by a knife. Rabbi Forrest has a beautiful chapter about it in the Kasher Sefer, but that is related to kashering a knife.
It works with serrated knife?
What? Serrated knife. So serrated knife, lechor, there's no place in this where this food would get caught. I think the pekimas here, the case is here about gumos, sounds like there's a place inside where it might get caught. But the rush here is a fascinating question. The rush here says, what do you see from here? You're koshering this in order to be able to use it for cold, but it's not good enough to use it for hot. Right? Let's say I have something, a tray thing, and I'm only going to use it to cook with. But it was originally used libun. Am I allowed to say, you know what, I'm going to kosher it with Haggalah, and I'm only going to do Haggalah type of things with it. I'm not going to do Liban type of things with it. So whatever Shreif is going to get out with Haggalah, I'm going to get out first. I'm not going to use it in the Liban type of way. I'm never going to use it on a barbecue. So can I do Haggalah, and therefore, in the Liban world, there's still Shreif inside of here. But I'm going to just use it for Haggalah, because that's what it says here. What does it say here? You're allowed to kosher it and only use it for cold. Because to use it for hot is going to be, right, it says the Lecho Botzonein. Use it for hot, it's not going to work. Right? So the Rush quotes a day that says, yeah, nechinami. And then the Rush argues with it. The Rush says, no, it can't be. Right? You can't kosher it to be mishtamish for something for a lower level than a real tray. Special coolie here by knives. Okay, finishing up. Kiha demar bar Yehuda ubati bar Tuve. Like the story of bar Yehuda and Bati. Haviyasi kamedish for Malka. They were sitting in front of a non-Jewish king. Shvar Malka. Aisu lekamaya wesroga. They brought an esrog. Big Shiloh, could you learn from here whether an esrog is a dover charef or not? They brought an esrog in front of him. Pasak achel, he cut off a piece of the esrog and he ate it. Wonderful. Pasak vahavli labati batuvi. He cut off a piece of an esrog and gave it to Bati. Hadar, and then after he gave it to Bati, dotsa sar zimni ba'ara. He stuck the knife into 10 places in the ground. By the way, it's 10 different places in the ground. You can't stick it into the same place, you know, each time, because then you already have the hole there. 10 different places. Pasak havli lamar Yehuda. And then he cut off another piece after he quote unquote koshered it, and he gave it to Mar Yehuda. I'm le Bati Bartuvi, Vahu Gavra La Bar Yisrael Hu. I'm not a Jew. Well, you don't want it, you couldn't kosher it before you gave it to me? Well, what happened? So Amale, Mar Kimle Bagavi, Mar Lo Kimle Bagavi. I knew he was a Jew. I didn't realize, I didn't know who you are. That's the first answer. Ikadamri, the other answer, Amale Itka my Avata Burta. I know what happened last night. What happened last night? So Rashi quotes, it was the derech of the Persians, whenever they had guests, to send them women at night. And I know Rav Yehuda did not accept her. And you did. So I know. It says, Tosas, what is going on here? What, Bati Ratuvi? What exactly is happening? So Tosas explains, based on the Gemara's elsewhere in Kiddushin, that Bati was an Eved Ivri. And he was half Meshuchrar in this circumstance. He never got a Shtar Shichrar. He was still an Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shifcha Kananis. That's what was going on here. So he was Mutter to have a Shifcha Kananis. We know. That's the Halacha. The Rambam says it's Anuchas Kinyan. The Rambam says Anuchas Avadim. Misha Machru Bezdin Eved Kanani. Already is he's still half non-Jewish, so he's fine with having a shifcha kananis. But even Neved Ivri is a chiddush. He's a full Jew. He's chayav in all mitzvahs. He's allowed to live with a shifcha kananis. Misha mechru bezdin yesh l'rabo litom l'shifcha kananis. Let's give him a shifcha kananis. V'kofei olzeh kadei sheyolu lo mimenu avadim v'harim uteres lo kol yimei avduso. Ain't ever every, but he has to be married first, right? That's only in Begapo Yavo, Begapo Yetzai, beginning of Mishpatim. Avalim ain't lo isho banim, ain't rabo mosel shivcha kananis. Vedavar ze kabalahu. Afilu hayahanim kar kohen. Hari ze mutim shivcha kananis. Even a kohen ever every, but that is the halacha. So, right, we'll talk about that in the Sefer Mitzvah Shirim and Mishpatim Bez Hashem, but an ever every is mutim shivcha kananis. There is. Shivcha kananis. Shivcha Kananis has to be owned by, I know it's the master, owned by a Jew, but let's say he was owned by a Jew, so he was going to produce avadim for the master. Got to do the details of that sugya. The Ritva, there is a machlokas v'sharav, the Rambam holds only machru bezdin. The Ritva says, only by machru bezdin could the master force the Eved Ivri. But an Eved Ivri, Meikar Adin, is mutter even by machruhu atzmo, even if he's poor and he sells himself. Because the Ritva, after all, says, an Eved Ivri, how is he mutter? How is he mutter to marry Shivcha Kananis? It must be, he quotes his grand rabbi, the Ramban, big sugya there, that there are two types of kinyanim that an adon has with an Eved Ivri. He has a kinyan mamon, and he also has a kinyan isser. I mean, the status of the Eved Ivri is affected. And that applies to both Machru Bezdin and Machru Atzmo. So that's the source of the heter for Shivcha, the heter of Shivcha Kananis. So that doesn't change by Machru Bezdin and Machru Atzmo. So you have to say the difference is that by Machru Bezdin, the rabbo could force. Masha'enkein, when it comes to a machru atzmo, he can't force, but he can. It still has the heter. So if you look in the last line, it says, we'll see it tomorrow when we have our siyum, hajr l'achsoch as a poel v'slik alach l'sech as a vodazara. If you look in the bi'uri chasidus l'shas, he quotes one of the rebbes. He says, the Avni Nezer says in one place, Allah Torah, that Mashiach is going to come when we all start serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. When we have love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when we're going to start serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Hadron Allah, Hasocher as a poel. When we start working out of, you know, I'll read it to you. I can't say it. Hadron Hasocher as a poel. Hainu, Nisayim es ha'av d'shi b'schar. Once we start working because of schar, Amanas l'kapel schar, Omeata, then we start working out of Ava. When is that going to be? Hadron Allah, Hasocher? When are we going to be finished with Schirus, Avas Hashem? When Slichel HaBasach Avodah Zara. When all Avodah Zara in the world leaves, when there's no more Tivus for us to follow anything else, and then Mashiach will be able to come. V'tiya ha'gula shleima. So, Hashem, Shizochet to that gula shleima as well. As we start, Hashem, one of the forgotten Masechtas, right, that the Chafetz Chaim says, Lasa Lava, when we go up to Shemayim, we're not going to be called up. You know, you sit here and you say that we're going to be called up by the Lima that we did. So says the Chafetz Chaim before Daf Yomi started. I think I mentioned this, right, when on Ramir Shapiro's yard site. When I don't know, maybe I didn't. When before Daf Yomi started, there were certain chairs in Shemayim, says the Chafetz Chaim, that were empty. Right? Rakhosh Barak would say, hey, Erechin, take your seat. Krisos, take your seat. Harios, take your seat. But now, with the Gavos of Daf Yomi, we have Harios. So again, Harios is one of the more challenging Masechtas. It's 2 weeks. Very large dafim just to get through the words. But it's something that we should at least get our palates wet. From Harios, I'm not sure exactly why we don't do Idios. Do Idios. It's only Mishnayos. What do you mean? The end of Kachim, we do just Mishnayos. Midos and Kinim. It's only one Masechta. Why? Because we have to do Avos too. We don't want to Avos in the cycle. I'm not exactly sure. It's Sarachian why Idios is not part of it. But anyway, that's the Mesorah that we have over the past 80 years or so. So, Beth Hashem, we will pick up on Sunday. Just a note for next week. Next week, Tuesday, there won't be a shir. Just letting everybody know, I'm not going to be away. But Sunday, Monday, Beth Hashem, will be regular. Sunday, we'll pick up with Harias Daf Gimel. Harias Daf Gimel on Sunday. Okay? Have a good Shabbos and Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov on the scene.